Thank you, Allison. So your weather is a big surprise. So I brought a little pink dress to wear today, but can you hear me here? I'm going to begin with just the last part of a long poem I wrote called "Fog," which was written in collaboration with a Japanese-American dancer named Theodora Yoshikawa. I use fog in it to think about the relationships with people, between people, and the densities of it. And here's the last part. They counted her more accurate and more inaccurate memories as black and white stones. The more accurate memories turned out to be white on the outside, but they were unconditioned by the desire to form story out of her memory. Continuing story, the way we wish this space and light to continue. Therefore, we appreciate the fog as the power to make the space continue beyond the single perception into raw material or youth of the body, like a body of light. It dissolves now at the top of her head, now five lights into her heart. Now it dissolves into her body. Her friends dissolve into light. They dissolve into her family, which seems to dissolve into clouds that were already full of light. It is not so much the quality or brightness of light, or her understanding of this light, as the number of times she dissolves. The faster she can dissolve into the space, the better. It is almost as if the complete dark would be ideal.